Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Alden Hines of Orient Lodge. That's orient-lodge.com. And you're listening to
another episode of Sam News Radio Show.
Just about every Sunday evening at 6:30 Eastern United States time, Fiona and I discuss the events of the week. It provides some quality father-daughter time and has built up a large repertoire of recordings of us talking together for over 7 years now. Sometimes we have special guests call in. Sometimes we have family, friends, or neighbors, or unexpected guests. Do we have any guests for this week, Fiona?
Well, Wesley is barking.
Yeah. Well, we may talk a little bit about Wesley's barking later on in the show. But other than that, I don't believe we've got any guests. And let's see, I lost my train of thought. So before we launch into the show, I'd like to remind all parents to spend more time talking with their kids, perhaps recording some of the discussions for posterity, or doing as we do, sharing them on Blog Talk Radio. So, Fiona, what are the big things for this past week?
Not a lot.
Not a lot. Yeah, it's been a pretty quiet week. Did you go to school every day this week, or were there snow days or late starts or stuff like that?
We had a snow day on Thursday. Yeah.
Was it Thursday? Okay. And was there a late start on like Tuesday or Wednesday as well?
Yes.
Or maybe. Yeah. So, you know, it was another week interrupted by the weather. But what's the weather like now?
Oh, it's pretty sunny, I think.
Yeah, it's clear. It got up into the 40s today. A lot of the snow and ice has been melting. I've been clearing off the deck a little bit. And the big pieces of ice on the side of the house fell off this evening.
That's
so
good.
I don't know if you saw those, but yeah, so that's really good. Because one of the things we've had, like everyone around here, various ice dams and little leaks. And I think we've been really fortunate that our leaks have been pretty small. So what have you been doing to keep yourself what have you been doing to keep yourself occupied in terms of all the snow and ice?
Netflix.
Netflix. Okay. So what have you been watching on Netflix?
Supernatural.
Okay, so what's Supernatural all about?
It's about two brothers, Winchesters, who have to catch demons because that's how they were raised, because their mother was killed by a demon.
Okay.
And their father, but that's later.
Okay. Anything more about Supernatural?
It's really, really good.
Okay. What makes it really, really good?
It's well written. The characters are very good. And what I really like about it is the bad guys, most of the time, who are summoning the demons or whatever, are really bad people who are racist or sexist or pro-life, which I happen to like very much, or anti-gay.
Okay, so the demons are associated with things, with sort of political issues in modern culture of people who oppress other people?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, one of the things is that whether you're watching shows like that or soap operas or even the morality plays in the Middle Ages, so many of them, you know, sort of reflected morality of the time and what's appropriate and spoke out against injustice.
Yeah,
so actually, that gets
a good job of it, and that's partially why I like it.
Because that actually gets to two two anniversaries this weekend. One is the anniversary of Bloody Sunday in Selma.
I don't know what that is.
Okay, well, you know what Selma is.
The thing with the thing.
A city in Alabama where a lot of important efforts for civil rights took place.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's what you meant by thing.
Yeah.
And then the other one is that recently Washington, D.C. just celebrated 5 years of same-sex marriage.
That's good.
Yeah. And actually, there was an article in the Washington Post which featured a friend of mine and his husband and talked about their kids because they've been together for actually 15 years, but
Wow.
legally married now for 5 years. So they were some of the first people legally married in Washington, D.C. That's a really good article. Okay, so, oh, go ahead.
Cool, but
Yeah. Okay, so have we kind of talked enough about Supernatural?
sure.
Okay, so what else have you been doing to occupy yourself? Like
Homework.
yesterday? Homework, right? But how about yesterday?
We went to the book barn.
So what's the story on the book barn?
A really, really old used bookstore.
Okay. When you say really, really old used bookstore, do you have any idea how old it is?
I just know that mom had her first job there.
Ah, so mom worked there many years ago. And so that's her first job. So let's guess that maybe that was 30 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And so how long were you at the book barn?
Couple hours.
Couple hours, okay. And what did you look at?
I was mostly looking at their mythology and folklore part.
Okay. And did you get any books?
Yes, I did, and I don't have them on me at the moment, but I will go get them.
Okay.
But there's one that I lent to Kathleen, which is myths and folklore from the Native Americans.
Oh, that sounds interesting.
And I got a book called Ghost Hunters, which I think it's
Okay.
pretty self-explanatory. A book
Right.
called The Enchanted Tarot, which is all about tarot cards and their meanings.
Okay.
I got Mythic Ireland, which is old myths from Ireland.
Okay.
And Brewer's Dictionary of Phrase and Fable, the 16th edition.
Ah, okay. So do you like Irish folklore? Yeah.
I like most
So,
folklore.
right. So I've got a couple interesting books that, I've walked into the office space trying to see if I can find those books easily. Oh no, that's Folk Resource. One book that I have is a collection of Irish fairy tales, which I believe was collected by Yeats. And that's a really great one. And I think I used to read some of the stories from that when you were young to you.
That sounds cool.
And then there's another one that I have, which is sort of, well, there's one that I have on Arabic folk tales, which is
Oh,
really neat. because the Arabic folk tales, a lot of them, they're very similar to other folk tales, to the folk tales we grew up with. And it's always interesting to look at different comparisons of folk tales. And then there's a book that I think it was written by Amy's second cousin, who teaches comparative folk tales at Princeton. And so that one will take a classic folk tale that we've all heard, and then it will tell all the different versions of it from different cultures.
There are so many different versions of the classics.
Right, right. So, okay. So, any other stuff about the books you looked at?
Not really, but they're very interesting. I love reading the original fairy tales, including the Grimm Brothers, which are my
right.
favorite.
So you're reading in German?
The English translations of the Grimm Brothers.
Oh, okay. Okay, so early English translations of the Grimm Brothers. Okay.
Yes.
And so what else should we be talking about for this almost end of winter show?
I'm tired of the snow and I'm ready for spring.
Right. So do you know what the weather is supposed to be like for the next week?
It's supposed to warm up, isn't it?
Well, my understanding, and you know what, I'll bring up weather forecast, hopefully. Let's see. Is it's supposed to be in like the 40s or 50s during the day and then drop down into below freezing at night. So I'm just pulling up the forecast here. So it's supposed to get down to 26 tonight. Tomorrow it's supposed to get up to 46, but then get down to 29 at night. Tuesday, it's supposed to only get up to 44, but not drop below freezing Tuesday night. And then Wednesday, it's supposed to get all the way up to 50, drop back down to below freezing. And then Thursday, 45, drop below freezing. Friday, 39, drop below freezing. And really no precipitation for any of those days.
Can't the temperature just stay high?
Well, you know what? We're going to talk a little bit about that. Give me a couple moments. Friday is supposed to be 39 and 28, and Saturday 41 and a low of 31. But Saturday there's also supposed to be ice pellets, which is unfortunate because you know what else is Saturday?
What?
So there's two different things going on Saturday, although actually, oh, so that chance of rain is like, you know, it starts at 5 in the morning and goes until 2 in the afternoon. Saturday, next Saturday, is supposed to be the 25th annual Hebron Maple Syrup Festival. And let me just double check to make sure that it is on that. Oh, no, they've postponed it to the 21st and the 22nd.
Huh.
Which is,
I wonder why.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. Because, you know, this coming week is like perfect maple syrup making, right? When you said, you know, can't it just stay warm above freezing? This going above freezing during the day and below freezing at night is great for getting the sap. Hold on a sec. Excuse me. Yeah, so it's great for the sap running. So hopefully that means that the maple syrup, there'll be some good syrup when the festival rolls around. And what else is coming up this month? You know what else?
What?
Well, when is the first day of spring?
The 20th, right?
Yep. Yeah, so March 20th we'll have the spring equinox. And then so now it's the 21st and the 22nd is the Maple Festival. And how about March 17th? You know what March 17th is?
No, I don't.
St. Patrick's Day.
Ah.
Okay. How
There are
about
many wonderful
March?
books about St. Patrick's Day.
Hmm?
There are many in my mythic book about St. Patrick's Day.
Okay. Have you read any of them?
Not yet.
Well, it'd probably be a good idea. You've got until the 17th to get up to speed on your St. Patrick's Day myths.
I have a feeling that will be too hard.
And then how about March 15th? You know what March 15th is?
Nope.
It is the Ides of March. Do you know what the Ides of March are? So the Ides of March is immortalized in the play Julius Caesar as the day that he was assassinated.
Interesting.
Yeah. And what happens is, and a lot of people don't realize this about the Ides are like the middle of every month, but typically everyone thinks of the Ides of March, so it's the 15th, so they think that, well, the Ides of every other month must be the 15th. But actually, it's the 13th for most months, and March, May, July, and October are the only ones that the Ides fall on the 15th. And related to that is the part that people say, beware the Ides of March, because, you know, it's the first of the Ides that end up being on the 15th instead of the 13th. And Julius Caesar was warned about the Ides of March, and that was the day he got killed.
Oh,
So,
March 14th will be a very exciting day.
why?
3.1415
Ah, so,
pi.
well, what time is it most important to observe on that day?
I'm not sure.
Let's see, I'm trying to think. It is at 9:26, almost 9:27 in the morning. Because pi, if you take it out a little bit more, it's 3,14,159,2653. So 9:26 and 53 seconds is pi even further.
Yeah.
So, and do you know what else is March 14th?
What?
I'm trying to think of her name. Give me one sec. Remember the friend that that Miranda brought to Falcon Ridge, Camille?
Yeah.
So Camille is a writer, and she's having a book launch party on March 14th.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, although that's up in Boston, up in Cambridge at Porter Square Books. So, if there's anyone listening from Boston, you know, to go to Porter Square Books March 14th at 7 p.m. to for the book launch Bones and All. And any idea what Bones and All is about, Fiona?
Mystery. Mystery book.
You think?
Or a love story.
Well, let's see if we can get the review of it here.
What day is the 14th?
Day is today?
Sunday.
The 8th. So yesterday was the 7th, which means the 14th is next Saturday.
So we could technically go.
Perhaps, yeah. But, you know, I'm not sure that it's a book that you'd find at all interesting. Let's see. I'm trying to find the quotes about it. It's about some, like, ogres that are cannibals, and they eat people, bones and all.
Wait, but aren't they technically not cannibals if they're ogres?
Well, actually, I don't know if they're ogres, but that's actually a good point.
Because they're only cannibalistic ogres if they eat other ogres.
Right, right. So I don't know the exact details of it, but that's a little bit. It's about some sort of thing. The main hero is a cannibal, so it may not be an ogre. Maybe I'm confusing. Not only that, she's a victim of an impulse so strong she can't control it. After Marin devours the son of her mother's employer, she's given her birth certificate, an address where she may find her absent father, and dropped unceremoniously into the woods by her mother. She meets others of her kind along the journey, which makes the entire premise even more interesting. Not only are there cannibals, they live among us, and we don't know about them, lots of interesting parallels there about human nature and the macabre, and the sadness in knowing that when others despise and fear you, you become to despise and fear yourself. So that's a little bit about that. So her book launch is next Saturday.
It sounds like a good book.
Yeah, I thought it might sound, it sounded like perhaps, you know, macabre, dark enough for your interest as somebody who likes the original Grimms, right?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like the Disney sugar-coated version. I like
right.
The hard. Very nice.
Right. Okay. So, other things that we should talk about during this week's show.
I don't know.
Okay. Probably not a good segue, but do you know what's for dinner?
Homemade mac and cheese.
Ah, that's right. Okay, yes. Okay, well, if we're running out of material to talk about, you think it's probably time to wrap up the show?
Yeah, thanks. Good night. Hopefully listen next week on the Janet's Radio Show.
Thanks and good night.